So I have this friend, Mohammed from Dubai, and he gets a lot of money from the government to go to college, and they pay for his college and all that stuff. And he's going to the University of New Orleans to study architecture. You know, but in Dubai, the women wear burqas. Okay, well, in Dubai, the women wear burqas. So he moved to New Orleans, where there's Mardi Gras, and it like broke his brain. Like he would like call me late at night and be like, Eric, I just saw 56 breasts in 2 minutes. I came 4 times, what should I do? I'm in the dumpster, I'm sad. I don't know, I think America broke your brain, dude. I don't know what to tell you. But he's able to take like sex vacations now. Like he just has money and he realized that he can get on airplanes with his passport. And I told him, I was like, look, man, if you ever had sex, you know, if you fuck some girl in the face or asshole, just like send me a picture, you know? And he was in Cancun and then he did. So if anyone wants to see Mohammed fucking a Mexican girl in the face, you can ask me nicely and I'll show you the picture I have. He just like, he calls me, he's like out of breath all the time. Anyway, so there was a Venezuela girl, she was a hooker. For $48, you could fuck her in the asshole. I did it 9 times. Like, okay. Cool, dude.
You're only getting a ride because I need the podcast, like always.
Alright.
When I send you a text to go across the street and then you say okay, don't afterward ask me if I could pick you up at the door.
Well, I came and they told me the ground transportation area in that way.
Who'd you ask?
The lady at the tour lady, shuttle airport, I don't know.
So, did you just go on the sex vacation? What happened, Muhammad? You just went to Mexico just to...
Dude, was a training hose in Mexico. You have no idea.
Put your seatbelt on.
Holy shit, dude.
The hose in Mexico?
I had texts for countless times. I can't even count. I remember how many times I did it. Like, every night I go, I make out with, like, a couple of chicks. Fuck random chicks. Hose. Brothel house. Dude, I met this guy, AJ. He's cool as fuck. He's, like, my tour guide outside the hostel.
Yeah?
And I'm like, Adrian, you know, I want to, like, have some fun. You know, chicks. Chicas. In Mexico, they call them chicas. He's like, okay, I'm gonna take you to this place. They take me to this brothel house. It's fucking nice, huge as fuck. I like luxury. They take me to a suit, you know, with like a fancy suit. I like ladies, one by one, come. You know, I'm like, I can even test them, touch the asses, the boobs. You know, I'm like, okay, good enough. No, you're not good. Okay. Oh, where are you from? Colombians, Mexicans, Venezuelans, Puerto Ricans, everything. Dude, first day I fucked this Colombian chick, she sat on my face. She had the best pussy ever. Her pussy smelled like, dude, wonders. Holy fuck. She made my day. It's like the best sex I had in my whole life for half an
hour. Yeah, she just sat on your face and just fucking gave you the business.
Well, that was the first day. Then I fucked this Mexican chick. She's, you know, she doesn't know how to fuck. I'm like fucking and fucking, you know, I also bought some coke, you know, I snorted for up her ass.
Yeah?
You know? I was like,
Doesn't it get sticky when you put coke in someone's
mouth? I don't know.
Is it hard to get it back out?
That was good. You know, I had like an appointment. I were like, okay, I want this girl, but I can't have sex now. They were like, no, you have to have sex now. I'm like, no, I don't have a hard on now.
Who was yelling at you to have sex now?
Dude, the fucking brothel house.
Oh, the brothel house.
The guy who works there.
They were like, hurry up and fuck this bitch.
I'm like, I can't. Wait up. Wait, I'm gonna come back at 9. He's like, oh, he's like negotiating with me. I'm like, you have to wait. I can't do it now.
Oh, because you ran out of juice?
He was like, yeah, you gotta be ready. You know, so sex is more about relaxing and comfortable. So being comfortable. It's not about just fucking, you know.
Right, right.
Then I make an appointment at 9. Then I had this idea to snort coke up a hoe ass in Mexico. So I go downtown. I ask everybody, they want like a lot of money. They're like $50. And this guy, he's like, give me the money. I'm going to go get you the coke and come back. I'm like, no, you give me the coke, I give you the money. He's like, no, I ended up like finding a strip club. Bought some coke at a strip club. Then I came back. I was like late 10 minutes, but it was okay. This Mexican chick, dude, she was...
You were late for your fuck appointment at the brothel?
Yeah, but they didn't care.
Yeah, you're on drugs.
Dude, this Mexican chick, I was like, she didn't know how to fuck. I was like, fuck it. Okay, give me your ass. Ain't up. You know? She was like, you have to pay extra. I'm like, fuck, okay, here's the money. And you know, I tried to fuck her. I put my dick in her ass. She's like, no, your dick is hard. No, take your money back. No.
Wow.
Dude, she was a fucking pain in the ass. I already paid the money. She's like, no, get your money back. I don't want that.
Maybe she didn't quite understand your English.
I know.
I think Cocorica, she thought you were going to give her a hot chocolate. You know?
Like that. Dude. Then last day, I was like, I wanted to fulfill my dream to have a threesome. So let me show you this.
Oh, yeah? No, just send me these photographs.
No, it's not a photograph. It's
just
a video.
Text me.
Check this out.
Whoa. Two girls twerking on your bed right in front of you?
Dude. You have no idea. But I was like, twerk. They were like, what twerk? Spanish, you know? I was like, shaky. Then I put like the Weeknd song. And they're like, no, Daddy Yankee, shaky. Put some Spanish. And dude, they kept like twerking on my face. I had like a chick on the right, a chick on the left. Taste from here, taste from there, you know? And I tried to like do all position stuff. They're like, no, you can't fuck us with the same condom. I'm like, why? You know, I want to like, I want them to be like on top of each other so I can like fuck
them. Just stick your dick in one, then move over to apartment two, stick your dick in apartment two. And then you put it in like 1B and then 2B. And then they're like, no, that extra money. And then you give it to them and they're like, I don't want your dick in my ass.
Dude, and then I met this Australian chick when I was like going to party in the city. And she was like drunk as fuck, you know, we were like dancing on the like, not on the stairs, on the side, you know. She was like saying, I was dancing, you know, I was like hard dancing with her. Then I took her inside with her friends, and then my Russian friend also come with me.
Yeah.
And you know, we be like together, a chick on my, in front of me and a chick in front of him. And we're like high-fiving each other.
You're banging in the bathroom?
No, not banging in the bathroom. You know, we're just like doing that on the dance floor.
Oh, I see.
Then I went with her to her hotel. Wait, let me show you her picture. Dude, she was great. She had like tanned as fuck. Look.
Kind of a sexy Australian girl.
Yeah,
she's cute.
Dude. And you know what pissed me off? Like in my last day in the hostel, like I stayed in a hostel there. And like for 4 days, there were like no girls in my hostel. Last day, when I pick up my bags to go to the airport, four hot chicks out of nowhere. I'm like eating my lunch before I go to the airport. And they just show up in front of me. I have like tears in my eyes. I'm like, holy shit.
No, now I have to leave the hostel right when the fucking hot girls show up.
Dude, they were like 10 out of 10, like Europeans. They speak like, I think maybe they're French, I'm not sure.
Oh, but you know about French girls though.
Dude, I heard their accent. They were so fucking hot, like the French girl we had last time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Dude, they were like nothing like them. These girls were top, like models. High class value, you know.
They were like, yeah, if you pay for a few breakfasts.
Dude.
And you buy them like 9 breakfasts and then they don't even touch your wiener. That's how hot they were.
Dude, let me tell you about this. In the airplane from Cancun to Florida, I met this chick from Argentina.
airplane? She you never like, stop working?
She was like next to me. I was like, yo, how is Cancun? You know? And she like, we started talking. She's a makeup artist. She had like her own company.
Okay.
Dude, she looked like rich as fuck. I saw her bag, Louis Vuitton, like the white bag. It's fucking expensive.
Well, that's what she needs for work.
And, you know, I ended up, like, when we went outside, I told her, like, you know, I don't have a place to stay tonight. I just came back. My plane is on the next day. Yeah, if you can, like, if I can, like, crash on your couch, I can make you dinner, you know?
You don't know how to cook.
She was like, I'm married. My husband is waiting for me.
You're like, that's fine, you can watch. I need someone to hold the camera.
I ended up going to a hostel in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. And the dude in the hostel, oh, they were like crackheads and meth heads. Crazy as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're in Florida.
I thought they were nice people, but they were all like addicts, fucked up. You know? They were like chilling outside, drinking beer, and this girl, she's like Indian girl, you know? Like, not like from India, like native Indians.
Oh, okay.
From America. And yeah. She like doesn't speak English at all. I'm like, how the fuck did you get around? She was weird. I mean,
did you just point to your dick and then point to her mouth? Just speak your language more permanently.
Next time.
Get a little animal skin drum. Boom, 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 boom.
Do it. In Coco Bongo.
Coco Bongo?
My last night in Mexico, they had like this Michael Jackson show. It was lit as fuck. And this Indian girl, I saw this Indian girl on the dance stage, you know. I started dancing with her. She was like beautiful, but her friends were ugly.
Yeah.
And my Russian friend, he didn't want to come with me, you know.
Oh, you wanted a wingman, and no, he's like, I'm not gonna dance with those uggos.
I was like, fuck it, you know, I'm like, fucking this chick, you know, from the back, putting my dick in her ass. Dude, like, for the first time in my life, the first Indian girl that smelled good, you know, like, have a good smell. Holy fuck, dude, I was like, Cancun, dreams come true. Holy shit.
Wow, you even found an Indian that wasn't so stinky.
Dude. I was like, you know, grabbing her ass and stuff. She was like, I don't think they do that very very often in India. I was like, grabbing her ass, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking my dick, touching her boobs and stuff.
You're showing her some new moves.
And she was like, you know, she didn't know the fuck was going on.
Right, because the ether was wearing off.
Yeah, but like, I couldn't fuck her. I don't know why she had to go. And this girl from Peru, too, in Coco Bongo also. I'm, like, dancing and stuff. She's like, no, I can't. Then I, like, bring her and dance and grind on her more and more. And she stay, you know. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, girls there, they don't know what to do, you know. They're, like, freshmen in college. They don't know how to fuck. They don't know what to do. I'm like, the fuck? You should come to America, see how things are done.
Right.
You know?
Things get real non-consensual
over
here.
Dude. There's another Mexican chick in the other club, Mandala. She was like twerking on my dick for like an hour. I tried with, you know, it's like I go and come back. I see her standing in the same place. Every time I go and come back, you know, I twerk on her, you know, I do some moves. She likes it. I go and come back. And then she started like making out with me. And then I go and come back again. I try with these Russian chicks. They're lesbians. They make out in front of me. Dude, I'm like trying to talk and stuff, and they're like, you know, like they don't want to fuck with me. And then I was like, fuck it, okay, I bring my Mexican chick. I fucking put her ass on my dick in front of them in the bar, and everybody's like watching. Everybody there is like standing doing nothing, and this chick was like grinding her ass up my dick.
Yeah.
Dude, I almost came on my pants.
You're just making the lesbians jealous. You're like, you don't know about this dick. Get with it, bitches.
Dude, Mexico, you should.
Let me ask you a couple questions now, Mohammed. Now, the last time talked to you, we went near the airport to the Red Roof Inn, and we listened to a seminar about getting hot wives from the Ukraine.
Did that
inspire you to go on this vacation of Mexico?
Actually, it's like I saw this seminar online about this guy. He was like talking about stuff. And he talked about his trip to Cancun and how he met this hot chick in the hostel and banged the shit out of her. And, you know, and on that same day, 2 months ago, like 64 days, 10 hours, maybe 4 minutes, I booked my flight at the same time. I booked my hostel. Everything was ready. I went to Cancun and I fulfilled my dreams. five or six chicks I fucked. dude, like, wow. The last day in Cocobongo, I couldn't even, like, after I fucked these two chicks, I went there, like, tired as fuck.
You got some orange juice, you're trying to rehydrate.
Dude, I'm drinking vodka, I'm trying to dance and stuff. And chicks be, like, coming on all over me. This chick, she was like, oh, you smell like pussy. You know?
Oh, that got her pheromones going.
I know. But, like, I was so tired. Last day in Cocobongo, I went early home, like, at 4 a.m. Like, every day I go at 7 a.m., you know? I missed my tour to the pyramid because I party too hard. I had this tour to this pyramid, the Maya architecture.
Yeah, you know? Sure. Yeah, some of the wonders of the whole world.
Yeah.
One of the eighth wonders of the world, and you missed it because your dick was drained that time by foreigners.
But, like, dude,
you found the not stinky Indian girl. I still don't believe that story, fully.
What? You don't believe it?
You found an Indian that wasn't stinky.
You want evidence? You want evidence?
Oh, can I smell your dick?
No, sir.
But now you also are a student, kind of at the University of New Orleans, but mostly the pickup artist. So what was the most effective, like, thing that you learned from, you know, reading, doing the seminars about how to pick up chicks, the pickup artist? What was working for you?
It's like the things that I learned is about, like, how to pick up girls in real life, you know,
What did you do? What are those skills?
Like, in spring break, it's all different, different situation, different stock market. You know, you have to, like, grab that ass, you know, like, fuck that shit. You know, they want someone to do that shit. It's spring break. Everybody goes there to fuck, you know.
Everyone's an animal already, so it's like a different game.
Holy shit, dude. But, like, most people there were lame. I was, like, the king of the club, you know, dancing and doing my moves, moving from a chick to another. And I met these two guys from Costa Rica. We went strip club hopping. And, you know, it's like people on the street, they, like, try to sell you tickets for strip clubs and stuff. And we're like, okay, we want to see first. We go to the strip club, we test the girls, you know. This girl on the strip club, dude, I went to the strip club, I'm normal. I come outside, I have a huge fucking boner. Dude, her fucking ass. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, I just had sex 1 hour ago. And I go to the strip club, and her ass, I don't know how the fuck, dude, like, slide through my dick. Like, I just got an instant boner.
Were you wearing condoms during this trip? Or were you blowing load, just making kids all over Mexico? Little Mohammed.
Safety first. Dude, this trip exhausted me. I'm so exhausted.
I know, so tiring. I've been working every goddamn day. Man, I wish I had your deal.
Dude,
I know. I think I gotta call the president of Dubai and ask for a hooker grant.
Hold up, what was it? Hey. Yeah, Naif Othman. Alhamdulillah, khair. Yes, sir. Allah sallam. On my way to my home to smoke a joint. So long trip. They don't have marijuana in Cancun. You told me they didn't. Man, it's so hard to find weed there. But it's good. I've been clean for like 4 days. I know, but I can't. I still didn't get paid yet. Yeah. Jetany, but I spend it all on whores in Cancun. You know, you have to give me some time so I can get the rest of my paycheck, so I can pay you back. Like in the afternoon, maybe like. بس خلني لأن أظن لازم أكلم الطرحاني لأن البيزات مع الطرحاني. فأوريدي بيعطيني كاشو. لما نوصل هذا. Okay. إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله بعجل ما عليك أكيد. Of course طبعا. يلا see you. Bye. Dude, I kept like saving money in Cancun to save more money for prostitutes.
Yeah.
Dude, the best thing that I've done is that I went to Cancun. Beautiful girls, Colombian chicks, Venezuela, everywhere.
What country has the best girls?
It's kind of hard to say because I fucked like two Colombians and two Mexicans and an Australian.
Whoa.
So the Australian was pretty fucking good. And one of the Colombians, I told you I had the best night of my life with her. Mm-hmm. But the other one, she was like a hoe, you know? She's like, she doesn't know how to fuck. Plus, she's like, I don't know, you can feel like her vibe, you don't like her personally.
Right.
And there's this Mexican chick who I tried to fuck her on the ass, and she didn't want to. She didn't know how to fuck too. And, you know, I didn't come. I fuck her for like half an hour, I don't come. You know, she didn't give me her ass. She's a bad fuck.
Whoa. You
know, I'm like, I put her on top
of me. What was wrong with her vagina?
Dude, I put her on top of me. She's like, she doesn't go up and down. She go like back and forth, you know.
She's like a pillow princess. She wants you to do all the pushing.
Dude, fuck. I was gonna rape that ass. But I kept calm, you know, because I already had got my dick sucked. To Argentina, I met this guy in the hostel. He told me Argentina models every corner, everywhere.
Whoa.
He's like, just speak English with them, you fuck them. He's like, use Tinder. He's like, I get like 30 matches on Tinder every day. He's like a gringo from California. It's fucking crazy, dude. He like takes his beer to the shower, get drunk as fuck all the time. He's like the hostel leader.
All right, Mohammed.
All right, Eric.
Good to see you, sir.
Thank you for the ride.
Thank you for the stories.
Gonna meet this weekend.
All right.
It's fun. We should like go to DJs like last.
Let's keep the cavalcade of comedy continuing with your next performer. Please welcome to the stage, Eric Hollerbach, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hi everybody. I love you very much. I woke up. I had a dream last night. And I remembered something. When I was in elementary school, one of my friends went to prison. We were 8 years old, and he went to prison because he took a photograph of his penis, you know, and he gave it to the girl in class that he liked. And he went to jail. The parents of the girl were furious, and they sent him to jail for trafficking child pornography. He took a photo of his own dick at 8 years old, you know? I just think that photographs are like too clean of a medium, you know? Like if he painted his dick and put it on a canvas, just mash it on a canvas and handed it to her to know what she's working with, I just think that would have been legal. I'm just saying. Or if he had like clay and he pressed it into clay, and then he baked it in an oven and cured it. That just would have been a legal representation. Just the photograph is too aggressive. Like he's in court, you know? And he's like, oh, it's my dick, it's my dick, I don't know what I mean. And he just takes his dick out, and then the court cartoonist draws it. That's legal. That's legal. He just can't take a photograph. It's just too clean. Not even in sepia filter. Too clean.